worthy to be praised. A number of years ago in our team, we sort of had, it was about the 7-8 year mark of New Breed being together, and kind of had one of those conversations, one of those heavy conversations, like, do we continue or do we just kind of move on into other things in life? And I first want to say I'm glad we chose to stay together, because this is awesome. But one of the things that really solidified us and glued us together at that time was a passage of scripture that I just read. I had never read it really before and saw it in the Message translation, and I'll do my best to paraphrase here in the King James Brown version, but said those of us who are able, strong in the faith, need to jump in and lend a hand to those who falter or who are struggling, and not just do what is convenient to us, because strength is for service, not status. Strength is for service, not status. And we've all read the passage of scripture in Matthew where Jesus says, I was hungry and you fed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was in prison and you visited me. And they said, when did that happen? They said, whenever you did it to the least of these, that was me. You did that to me. And that phrase, I just gotta, if I can be honest here on television, but that phrase, least of these, has always been different for me. It hasn't ever quite landed right, even though it's in red letters in my Bible, like Jesus said. But I translate that to 2020, and I'm thinking about the age of social media meeting and intersecting with the age of social justice. And how we could look at something online or in the news and just, we could just, because of proximity, I'm not really close to that. It's just kind of beneath me. It's just lesser than. But this thing keeps ringing in my ear. Strength is for service, not status. Years ago, I wrote this song that we're about to sing, Love to the Least of These. And it was because I had read this article that there was all of these people in America who were homeless, who hadn't had a meal. And I just went, that just doesn't sit right with me. And so from that time that we read that scripture together, it just changed the whole direction of our team, changed the whole direction of my life. Because we've all been there. We see the guy with the will work for food sign. And we want to police. Like, well, if I give it this $5, you know, what are you going to spend it on? That's not the point. The point is, did you give it? Strength was for service. And so I just believe that God is calling us, every one of us who are able, especially in the age of COVID and this crazy pandemic we're in, to serve. Serve those that you don't think deserve your service. You just might be entertaining angels unaware.